KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Tom Trowbridge. Monday's total solar eclipse, when the moon moves in its orbit between Earth and the sun, will go coast to coast across the USA, starting in Depot Bay, Oregon, and ending in Charleston, South Carolina. Such an eclipse spanning the continental U.S. hasn't happened in some 99 years. A former Albuquerque resident, Mary Zimmerman of Corvallis, Oregon, right in the middle of the eclipse's 70-mile-wide path, says local authorities are preparing for the eclipse's accompanying darkness.
Many delivery companies are not going to be driving that day just to be able to not get on the road. And I-5, which is our main north-south freeway, is the State Department of Transportation is telling people do not pull over on the side of the road. If you're still traveling and it gets dark, just stay on the road. Don't pull over to the shoulder to watch it.
Zimmerman says another local concern in the path of the solar eclipse is public safety.
The first responders for this are very busy preparing. Trying to, if somebody has an emergency to find them. I think that I have heard that they're putting in additional cell towers for the area. And so I hope, I'll get my phone charged up in case something happens.
Here in New Mexico, the New Mexico Museum of Space History in Alamogordo is planning a solar eclipse party beginning at 10:30 Monday with eye-safe ways for people to view the eclipse. The museum is offering several activities on Eclipse Day, including a live feed from NASA of the total solar eclipse coverage, along with webcasts from other sources. Tom Trowbridge, KANW News.